There are already 7 billion people living in this world. Half of the population is under the age of 25. John Seeger is president of Population Connection, an organization that promotes stabilizing population numbers.
We add almost 250,000 people a day to the planet every day. And of course, the planet itself is not growing.
Seeger says all women should be able to select the size of their families. And when they do, they typically choose to have fewer children. But a recent United Nations report says 222 million women worldwide who want to avoid or delay pregnancy have no access to birth control. And the number of women not using contraception in the world's poorest countries has increased over the past 4 years. Two of those countries are Pakistan and India. Ilham Jaffer came to the United States from Pakistan as an infant. Her mother is Pakistani and her father Indian. She says talk of birth control in her parents' countries is often taboo for religious and cultural reasons.
If a woman has a pregnancy prior to when she actually had planned on it in her, you know, in her mind, like things like, you know, education and her career and like various other things are put on the back burner.
Jaffar says that creates a society of young mothers with lower earning power, and that ultimately affects the nation's economy. Another poor country with a big population is Ethiopia. Mahala Dejeni arrived in the United States 2 years ago and says family planning has improved in Ethiopia.
Before, you know, the year by year they have children. Now, you know, they control the baby, you know, the family.
The United Nations calls for universal access to reproductive health by 2015. Ilham Jaffer thinks she knows the key to getting there.
The only solution, I think, is educating the women. Because when you educate a woman, you educate an entire family.
Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.